This is the Bowling Report, your weekly podcast for high scores, highlights, and upcoming events. Brought to you by Burr & Company Insurance, your local auto owner's insurance agency. And now, here's your host, Jim DeGraff.
Well, thank you very much. This is podcast number 21 for the bowling calendar week ending January 27th. Well, so I'll start today with the high games for the men and the women. Then we'll start looking at some of the leaders for both the Women's City Tournament and also the Open City Tournament. So let's start out with the high games for the ladies first. Tammy Dahman from George Baker Twin Village had a high game of 243 and a 225 this week. Melissa Van Molson from Northland Select with a 232. Alyssa Fortney from Northern Lights, 222. Also bowling the 222 is Dawn Chamberlain from Thursday Night Misfits. Jordan Kirkland from Northland Select with 218. Kim Smith from Northland Select with 215. Haley Switzer from Northern Lights, 214. Katie Ventinen from Northland Select with 211. Christina Sherman from Doug Weeks Memorial with a 210. And finishing up the top 10 this week was Phyllis Ike from the Lake Effect League with a high game of 202. High series for the ladies this week, Tammy Dahman from George Baker Twin Village, 673. Dawn Chamberlain from Thursday Night Misfits, 649. Alyssa Fortney from Northern Lights with a 603. Haley Switzer from Northern Lights with a 562. Jane Zichterman from Lake Effect with a 557. And Amy Miller, also out of the Lake Effect League, with a series of 549. The high games for the men, we had 200-300s this past week. So congratulations to actually our program sponsor, Jim Rennick from Burr & Company. Jim bowled in the Tri-City League, had his fifth career 300 game. So congratulations, Jim. Jasper Berg had his second 300 for the season. The first one was back in the George Baker Twin Village League. A week ago Monday, Josh had his second 300 in the Suburban League, and that makes 14 300s for the season. Charlie Kirkland had 11 strikes in a row in the Northland Select League with a 299. Trenton Newberry from George Baker Twin Village with 289. Three bowlers with 279s, Keith Graham from Suburban and Todd Graham from Northland Select, and Scott J. Smith, also from Northland Select. All three bowlers had 279 games. Ben Fellows from Suburban, 277. Brad Campice from Suburban with a 269. Finishing up the top 10 with games of 267, we had two bowlers with that game. Jack Weiss from Doug Weeks Memorial and Jacob Pichocki, also from Doug Weeks Memorial, both bowlers having games of 267. In the high series for the week, Keith Strand from Suburban had the high series this week with 795. Jim Rennick, along with his 300 game, had a series of 782. Josh Berg from Suburban with a 729. Scott J. Smith from Northland Select with 725. Keone Berig from Suburban with 722. Ben Fellows from Suburban with 716. Charlie Kirkland, Northland Select with 715. Jeff Ball from Northland Select with 708. Ryan James, Tri-City, 704. We had three bowlers with identical series of 703. And they were Jack Weiss from Doug Weeks Memorial, Steve Russell from Tri-City, and also Nick Walker from Tri-City. Looking at the current leaders for the Women's City Tournament, the team leading is Just for Fun with a score of 34-97. Carla Wigan Mendenhall and Iris Mendenhall Wigan are currently leading doubles handicap with 14-53. Currently in second place is Mary DeBoer and Lori Kirkland with 14-19. Christina Sherman and Kaylee Pardue are currently leading double scratch with a scratch score of 12-72. Iris Mendenhall-Wigan is currently leading singles handicap with a score of 781. Handicap all events is currently led by Natasha Ybarra with 22-51. Leading single scratch is Tammy Dahman with a score of 690. All event scratch is being led by Christina Sherman with 20-32. Senior singles handicap is being led by Iris Mendenhall Wigan with a score of 781. In the open tournament, leaders Currently leading team handicap is Doghouse with 35.89. Currently leading in team scratch is Graphic Signs and Embroidery, team number 2 with 31.79. Jack Weeks and Dan Sherman are leading doubles handicap with a score of 16.35. Jack Weeks and Dan Sherman are currently leading double scratch with a 14.71. Jim Post is still leading singles handicap with a score of 8.11. Bob's of Rink is currently the single scratch with a series of 7.64. Dean Dowman moved into first place all events handicap with a score of 22.84. Brian Moore is currently leading all events scratch with a score of 21.31. Jim Post is leading the senior division of handicap singles with a score of 8.11, and Mark Montague moved into second place with 7.89. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 21. We'll have the unofficial final results of our tournaments as we have one more week to go. We have a team event and doubles and singles still going on at Northland Lanes this coming weekend, which will be the fourth weekend of the tournament. Once again, we want to thank our tournament sponsors, Jim Rennick with Auto Owners Insurance with Burr & Company, Skiles Pizza, My Home Systems, Mervine Beverage, and Graphic Signs and Embroidery. Thank you very much. That's going to wrap us up for week number 21.